Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's August 2014. In the 2011 to 2012 school year, there were more than 1 million homeless students in the United States. The Department of Education established a grant program to help homeless students gain access to public education. A team led by Kay Brown, a director in GAO's Education, Workforce, and Income Security team, recently reviewed oversight and implementation of the program. GAO's Sarah Kazmarek sat down with Kay to talk about what they found.
How can school districts improve homeless students' access to education?
Well, first of all, it's important to know that the law requires that homeless youth receive the same free and appropriate public education as any other student. So starting from that premise, there are a couple things that school districts can do. First, they can help to enroll youth, and a homeless child has the right to attend the school where they started, as long as that's in their best interest, or the new school where they're attending. So a school can help them enroll, even if they don't have all the required paperwork that a family typically has when they enroll their child. The second factor is that schools can help children, once they're enrolled, continue to attend regularly and to succeed in school. And there are a number of circumstances with homeless youth that might get in the way of this. They might not have a quiet place to do their homework. They might not have a place to obtain clean clothing or school supplies. They may not even have an alarm clock. So it's important for schools to be aware of these things and help students so that they can focus on their schoolwork and succeed.
You started to mention a couple of challenges. Let me ask you, what do you see as the main challenges in identifying and supporting homeless students?
Well, the challenge with identifying students often has to do with a stigma associated with being homeless. A student may not want their peers or their teachers to know that they're homeless or that their family circumstances have changed. In some but not all cases, this may be related to a fear of involvement from other government agencies such as Child Protective Services or immigration authorities. Now, as far as supporting students and the challenges there, we visited 20 different districts and talked to officials, and again we heard one of the major challenges is transportation. Because students can attend schools in districts where they are not living, schools face the challenge of both the cost and the logistics of getting the kids to the right school. They may end up paying for a taxi to take the child to school, or paying for public transportation, or rerouting some of their buses. So that can be a real challenge for school officials. The other big challenge relates to the fact that this is not a big program. It's $65 million, and we heard again and again about resource constraints. $65 million, relatively speaking, is not big because these grants go out to each of the states, and then the states have to award grants to some, but not all of their school districts get these grants. And so that small, relatively small size combined with the many needs of homeless families can create a real challenge for districts, and it's important for them to be able to refer these families and connect them to resources in the community that might help them with things like housing assistance or food assistance or counseling.
What recommendations is GAO making then to the Department of Education?
Well, one of education's duties is to monitor the states to make sure that they're implementing this law correctly and that the students are getting the services that they are expected to get. And what we found as we went out to these different districts is some districts had much better programs in place, were more focused on this, and more successful than others. So that combined with the fact that what we found out from education is that the monitoring that they have done has dropped off considerably in recent years. And so they don't really know how well this is being implemented across the country. Our recommendation to them is that they develop a new plan to increase their monitoring so that they have a better feel for how this program is being implemented nationwide.
Finally, what do you see as the bottom line of this report?
Well, when a child is homeless, so much of the things in their lives that they usually count on may be in chaos or may be falling apart. And that's why it's very important for schools to work hard to first identify these kids so they can be in school and have that continuity, and then to give them the supports they need so they can succeed.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.